Don't tread on Texas. Texas officials have reported a 74% drop in illegal border crossings since Governor Greg Abbott, R., launched his state-level Operation Lone Star border security mission in March 2021. The multi-agency effort has reportedly led to nearly 514,000 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 44,000 criminal arrests. As long as the Biden administration refuses to provide any type of enforcement, any type of blockage, of people crossing illegally, all that this new Biden policy is going to do is to actually attract and invite even more people to cross the border illegally, Abbott told reporters in a press conference. War ramping up. On June 10, a group of Russian naval vessels, including a nuclear submarine, came within 66 miles of Florida on the way to Cuba. U.S. military analysts say that Russia is strategically sending a warning to the U.S. after NATO gave Ukraine a green light to carry out attacks on Russian soil. U.S. already at war in Mideast. The U.S. military has already been dragged into Israel's war on Gaza. On June 11, U.S. Central Command announced that U.S. forces carried out an attack inside Yemen, purportedly destroying two anti-ship cruise missile launchers. The Houthi government in Yemen has been working with rebel fighters to attack ships in the Red Sea in an effort to block maritime traffic. Houthi officials say the attacks will continue so long as Israel commits war crimes in Gaza. U.S. taxpayers have already spent hundreds of millions of dollars in weapons fighting Houthis for Israel. Graham eyes Ukraine assets. Senator Lindsey Graham, R.S. C., told news and commentary show 60 Minutes that Ukraine has trillions of dollars worth of critical mineral assets and could be the best business partner we ever dreamed of. Graham was attempting to rationalize continued U.S. support for Ukraine despite the fact that the country is losing the war against Russia. That $10 to $12 trillion of critical mineral assets could be used by Ukraine and the West, not given to Putin and China, Graham said. Every day the fighting continues, it has been estimated that 1,000 Ukrainian and Russian men die, but Graham doesn't care. Hillary for president. Martin Armstrong, the owner of news and commentary website Armstrong Economics, says the Democrats are getting ready to replace President Joe Biden with Hillary Clinton as the 2024 Democrat presidential candidate. According to Armstrong, a super PAC has already been set up to sell merchandise for Clinton, and she has been getting a lot of free promotion on the mainstream media lately. The mainstream media has begun reporting on Biden's faults in a calculated move to prepare the public for the big switch, Martin wrote on June 12. Officially, the Democrats say Biden will be their presidential candidate. Kushner's conflict of interest. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden, Democrat Oregon, announced on June 12 an investigation of Affinity Partners, an investment firm run by former President Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Wyden said the billions of dollars of foreign funding from Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states raise the risk that foreign interests will seek to curry favor with politically connected individuals like Kushner, especially if Trump gets re-elected. It is deeply concerning that several Middle Eastern governments are using funds managed by Affinity as a means to pay tens of millions of dollars in fees every year to former President Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, creating significant conflicts of interest and potential counterintelligence risks, said Wyden. New nuclear technology. Whatever one may think of globalist Bill Gates, he recently promoted a new project in Kemmerer, Wyoming. That will be home to the most advanced nuclear facility in the world. According to published reports, Gates's new nuclear plant, called Natrium, is much smaller than modern nuclear facilities and is designed to generate a consistent 345 megawatts of power, enough energy to power about 250,000 homes, with a capability of ramping up to 500 megawatts during peak periods such as heat waves or cold spells. In contrast, a typical nuclear reactor in the U.S. produces on average about 1 gigawatt of electricity but with a significantly larger footprint. According to the Department of Energy, there are just 92 nuclear reactors operating in the United States today that supply 20% of total power in the U.S. Super smart elephants. A new study published in the academic journal Nature and Evolution found that wild African elephants address one another with individual calls. The researchers used artificial intelligence to monitor herds of elephants and were able to identify specific calls based on the sound emitted as if they were calling one another's names. Whistleblower prosecuted. In 2023, Texas surgeon Dr. Ethan Hyam blew the whistle on Texas Children's Hospital in Houston, revealing that hospital officials had continued to administer drugs and surgeries to troubled kids who are confused about their gender, despite a state ban on these kinds of treatments. President Joe Biden's Department of Justice announced on June 17 that prosecutors would be charging the whistleblowing doctor with violating patients' privacy rights, even though the doctor never actually released any information on kids. Hyam faces up to 10 years in prison for telling the truth about a medical malpractice scandal that is illegal in Texas. Newspaper CFO in trouble. On June 7, federal prosecutors in New York charged Weidong Guan, the chief financial officer of conservative newspaper Epoch Times, of pilfering an estimated $67 million in criminal proceeds, much from fraudulently obtained unemployment insurance benefits, and transferring them to the company, its affiliates, and himself. Guan faces decades in prison for his crimes that enriched himself and his company.